From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Just like schools, the pandemic also transformed field trips. Those outings students look forward to every year are not back to normal, but they are happening in a different way. WBHM's Kyra Miles talked to field trip educators in Birmingham who say there may be a silver lining.
For Birmingham students, the McWane Science Center is a staple field trip destination. Students can climb on interactive science exhibits, touch stingrays, and learn about fossils here. In the last few months, classes are finally starting to trickle back in-person field trips after a year of closed doors. It's especially exciting for 8-year-old Olivia Ragland.
This is my second field trip this year, and it's already been fun. So I'm just happy.
Olivia and her classmates can climb and jump around and learn hands-on at the center. And their teacher is also excited to be back in person.
Last year in the pandemic, we were so isolated.
Third grade teacher Jenny Phillips got the okay for her field trips, and she immediately signed up her class. She teaches at Shades Cahaba Elementary School in Homewood.
In my class, some of my values are that it's important to bring the world in to the classroom as much as possible and to teach them to have curiosity about the world, and I think field trips help do that.
School districts like Homewood, Birmingham, and Mountain Brook have already started opening the world to students again. Angela Williams is with Miles College and partners with educators for field trips.
There is experience and learning that can transcend the classroom. And when you come into a museum, you're getting history, you're getting art, you're getting all these different dynamics. It opens the world to you.
While traditional field trips were on pause, educators had to reinvent what learning outside the classroom looked like and landed on virtual field trips.
The pandemic and the innovation that came from it allows for the museum again to reach students in ways that they could not before.
At the McWane Science Center, Miranda Springer oversees development and marketing. She says their virtual programming expanded access to both teachers and kids who might have never visited before.
Having those virtual opportunities has enabled many families who maybe couldn't make the trek up to Birmingham from more rural communities to get a feel of what hands-on interactive science experiences can be like, even if they can't get here.
Springer says in-person field trips are always better, but technology and virtual learning is a valuable tool to reach more people.
So digital education has really opened up doors in terms of access.
That's Angie May, who handles the virtual programs at the Birmingham Museum of Art. The museum usually sees about 4,000 students a year, but when it launched virtual programs, there were more than 26,000 different website visits, and each click could mean one person or an entire classroom.
It made the transition, I think, easier in that aspect because of the empowerment that comes with clicking a button and watching a video and then having the tools to retain and rewatch. You can't rewatch a tour, but you can a video, and then that's going to propel you like, I've got to get to the museum.
This hybrid of field trips could become the new norm for educators and students. Both the Museum of Art and the McWane Science Center say their virtual programs are here to stay, even after they fully open their doors again. Kyra Miles, WBHM.